Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome one and all to another episode of London Ask and Answered. I'm your host, Sasha, your friendly neighborhood guide here to take you on a journey through the streets, stories and secrets of our beloved city. This is episode 8 and I've got a very special treat lined up for you today. But before we dive in, let's take a moment to admire the city we're exploring. London is a city of contrast where centuries-old history coexists with cutting-edge innovation, where every street corner has a story to tell, and where diversity is not just celebrated, but is the very fabric for our community. It's a city that never fails to surprise and inspire us, and that's exactly what I aim to do with this podcast. Today we are venturing into the heart of London, into a neighborhood that's as diverse as it is dynamic. A place where history, culture and cuisine collide. Yes, you've guessed it. We are talking about the one and only Camden Town. Camden, with its rich punk history, its vibrant markets, its eclectic food scene and its unique blend of the old and the new, is a microcosm of London itself. It's a place where you can find a vintage vinyl record, enjoy a boat ride along a peaceful canal, savor a meal from any corner of the globe, and catch a live music gig, all in one day. It's a place that embodies the spirit of London, vibrant, diverse, and resilient. In this episode, we are going to delve deep into Camden's past, exploring its transformation from an industrial hub to the cultural hotspot it is today. We'll discover the role it played in the punk rock movement, learn about its iconic music venues, and even take a virtual boat ride from Little Venice to Camden. But that's not all. We're also exploring Camden's present, its bustling markets, its vibrant street art, and its thriving food scene. I'll be answering your questions about the best restaurants in Camden, the top hotels to stay at, and the must-visit spots in this lively neighborhood. Whether you're a local Londoner looking for a new adventure in your city, a tourist planning your next trip, or just someone who loves a good story, this episode is for you. We are going to explore, learn and discover together, answering your questions and quenching our collective curiosity about this amazing city we call home. So, grab a cup of tea, sit back and get ready for a journey of discovery. Welcome to London Ask and Answered. Let's get started. Town, a district nestled in the heart of London, is a place that has seen the passage of time like no other. From its earliest known settlement dating back to the Mesolithic age around 7000 BC to its present-day status as one of London's top tourist attractions, Camden Town's history is as diverse as it is fascinating. Today I will take you on a journey through the centuries exploring the rich tapestry of events and characters that have shaped this unique corner of London. Camden Town owes its name to Charles Pratt, the first Earl Camden, who began its development in 1791. Pratt was a radical 18th century lawyer and politician who acquired the manor of Kentish Town through marriage. The manor was part of a large area that was once heavily forested, with fertile land drained by the Fleet, Tyburn and Westbourne rivers and other streams. The earliest known settlement in the area was on the highlands of Hampstead Heath, dating back to the Mesolithic age around 7000 BC. The area remained heavily forested for many centuries, with the Roman city of Londinium using a great highway leading to the west that is now High Holborn and Oxford Street. Watling Street, another Rome road leading to the St. Albans, forms the borough's western boundary and is known today as Edgware Road, Kilburn High Road and other local names. Camden Town's expansion as a major center came with the opening of the Regent's Canal to traffic in 1820. The canal provided employment for the local population, which by the end of the 19th century had grown significantly. Many streets were changed when new housing developments and schemes were introduced in the 1960s. The conversion of Camden's lock, wharves and warehouses on the Regent's Canal to craft markets in the 1970s ensured Camden Town's future as one of London's top tourist attractions. The arrival of the railway stations used in 1837, King's Cross 1852 and St. Pancras 1868, together with their extensive goods yards and sidings, provided massive employment and encouraged local industrialization. The borough became a major center for the piano, organ and furniture industries, light engineering and scientific instruments. In April 1965, the London Borough of Camden replaced the former metropolitan boroughs of Hampstead, Holborn and St. Pancras. The borough was named after the first Earl Camden, Charles Pratt, who started the development in Camden Town in 1791. Camden has been home to many famous people, including John Keats, Charles Dickens, George Bernard Shaw and J.B. Priestley, and continues to be the home to many celebrities. Camden today is a multicultural area at the heart of London and will no doubt continue to evolve and change over the next 2,000 years. Camden's town's history is a statement to the resilience and adaptability of its people. From its humble beginnings as a handful of buildings beside a main road, it has grown into a bustling, vibrant part of London that attracts millions of visitors each year. Whether you're drawn to its rich history, its cultural significance, or its modern-day attractions, there's no denying that Camden Town is a place that leaves a lasting impression. Camden Town, a district in the heart of London, is renowned for its vibrant culture, eclectic markets and rich history that resonates with the echoes of the past. Among the many facets of Camden's history, one stands out prominently: its fundamental role in the birth and growth of the punk scene in London. We delve into the emergence of punk in Camden and explore why this district holds such a special place in the annals of punk history. In the mid-1960s, Camden was an ex-industrial part of London, teeming with cheap pubs and music venues. It was often described as a place that felt as though it was unpolished, making it an attractive hub for young people who sought a space where they could express themselves freely. This environment provided the perfect breeding ground for subcultures to grow and develop, and it was here that London punks found their home. The punk movement in Camden truly kicked off in 1976, coinciding with the opening of the Camden Market. On July 4th of that year, the Ramones, an American punk rock band, took to the stage at the Roundhouse, a venue that had already gained notoriety in 1966, when Pink Floyd debuted there, London's first ever all-night raves. The Ramones' performance, followed by another at Dingwalls the next day, is often referred to as the rallying cry for the UK's then-thriving punk scene. It's been rumored that artists like Chrissy Hynde, who was yet to debut, were part of the audience of this historic weekend, inspired by the freedom, rebellion, and energy that punk embodied. Later that same year, The Clash, another iconic punk rock band, posed for their eponymous debut album on an old trolley ramp opposite their recording space. Rehearsals, which is now part of Camden Stables Market. This old ramp still remains as a significant tourist attraction, a testament to Camden's punk legacy. Camden's old industrial infrastructure was perfect for the birth of Camden Market, where bands would sell their t-shirts. The market, with its myriad of stalls, selling everything from vintage clothing to vinyl records, became a central hub for the punk community, further cementing Camden's status as the heart of London's punk scene. Fast forward to the present day, and Camden continues to be a beacon for punk culture. The echoes of its punk history can still be felt in the district's vibrant street life, its bustling markets and its thriving music scene. The punk spirit of rebellion, freedom and individuality lives on in Camden, attracting visitors from around the world who come to experience the unique energy and history of this iconic district. Camden's punk history is not just a thing of the past. It continues to inspire and influence. The Camden Watch Company, for instance, has created a watch inspired by the colors and ideas of the punk rock movement, a testament to the enduring influence of punk culture. Camden Town, with its rich punk history, is more than just a district in London. It's a symbol of rebellion, a hub of creativity, and a testament to the power of music and culture to shape a community. Whether you're a punk enthusiast, a history buff, or a curious traveler, Camden Town offers a unique glimpse into a pivotal moment in music history that continues to resonate today. Camden Town, often simply referred to as Camden, is one of London's most iconic and vibrant neighborhoods. Known for its eclectic mix of markets, music venues and street art, Camden is a hub of creativity and cultural diversity that attracts both locals and tourists alike. I will take you on a journey through the streets of Camden, exploring its rich history, unique character and the many things you can do and see in this lively part of London. Camden's history is deeply entwined with the punk rock movement in the 70s and 1980s. This was a time when the neighborhood was a hotbed for alternative culture, attracting artists, musicians, and rebels from all walks of life. The punk scene in Camden was not just about music, but also about fashion, art, and a rebellious spirit that defied the mainstream. The punk movement in Camden was largely centered around the music venue The Roundhouse, which hosted performances by iconic punk bands such as The Clash and The Ramones. The Roundhouse was a hub for the punk scene, providing a space where bands could perform and fans could gather to enjoy the music and the unique atmosphere. The punk scene also had a significant impact on Camden's fashion industry. Shops like Boy, which was known for its outrageous window displays, and Sex, run by Vivienne Westwood and Malcolm McLaren, were instrumental in defining the punk aesthetic. These shops sold clothing that was bold, provocative, and unlike anything available in mainstream stores. The punk fashion scene in Camden was characterized by its DIY ethos, and many punks created their own clothes and accessories. The punk scene in Camden was more than just a trend. It was a cultural movement that challenged social norms and championed individuality and self-impression. Today, the spirit of the punk movement is still very much alive in Camden, with many shops, bars and music venues continuing to celebrate this important part of the neighborhood's history. Camden is special for many reasons. Its rich history, diverse population and vibrant arts scene, making it a unique and exciting place to visit. One of the things that sets Camden apart is its markets. Camden Market, which is actually a series of markets, including Camden Lock Village, Inverness Street Market, the Stable Market, and Buck Street Village, is a treasure trove of indie and alternative finds. From quirky clothing and cool accessories to unique homewares and delicious street food, Camden Market offers a shopping experience like no other. Camden is also known for its street art. The neighborhood is a canvas for local and international artists, with murals, graffiti, and installations adorning its walls and buildings. Some of the most notable works include a portrait of Amy Winehouse on Camden Road by the artist Bambi, and numerous pieces in the Camden North area by well-known street artists. Street art tours are available for those interested in exploring this aspect of Camden's culture. Another reason why Camden is special is its music scene. The neighborhood has a rich musical heritage, having been home to many famous musicians and bands, including Amy Winehouse, Pink Floyd, and The Clash. Today, Camden continues to be a hub for live music, with venues like The Roundhouse, Coco, and The Jazz Cafe, hosting a wide range of performances from local and international artists. There's no shortage of things to do and see in Camden. Here are some highlights. First up, of course, Camden Market. Camden Market is a must visit for anyone who loves shopping, with a wide range of stalls selling everything from vintage clothing to handmade jewelry. There's something for everyone. Camden is also known for its vibrant street art scene. Take a tour or explore on your own to discover the many murals and graffiti pieces that adorn the neighborhood walls. If you want to take a break, then take a break from the hustle and bustle of the city and enjoy a peaceful stroll along Regent's Canal. You can also rent a paddleboard or take a boat ride to Little Venice for a different perspective of the city. If you want to spend your day in Camden in a museum, then there's one very special place. You can learn about the history of culture of Jewish people in Britain at the Jewish Museum. The museum features a range of exhibits and also offers guided walks around Camden. Highly recommended. Then, of course, if you need a little bit more tranquility, then explore Primrose Hill. Enjoy stunning views of London from the top of Primrose Hill, and don't forget to check out the pretty houses in Shelcott Crescent and Shelcott Square. Camden is a foodie paradise, with a plethora of street food stalls and restaurants offering a wide range of cuisines. Don't miss out on the delicious offerings at Curb, a food market with 30 different vendors. Whether you're into jazz, rock, or folk music, you'll find a venue in Camden that suits your taste. Check out the gig schedule at the Roundhouse, Coco, or the Jazz Cafe for a night of great music. And if you want to unleash your inner hero at this immersive experience based in Camden Market, then hop over to the experience of the Tomb Raider Life Experience. You'll be tasked with collecting relics to help prevent the bad guys from taking over the world. And after all this excitement, why don't you do a pub crawl? Camden is teeming with historic, quirky, and charming pubs. Why visit just one when you can make a night out of it and go on a pub crawl? Camden is a neighborhood that truly has something for everyone, whether you're a history buff, a foodie, a music lover, or a shopaholic. You're sure to find something in Camden that captures your interest. So why not take a trip to Camden and discover all that this vibrant and diverse neighborhood has to offer? You won't be disappointed, I promise. London, a city known for its bustling streets, iconic landmarks, and rich history, also offers serene and scenic routes that provide a refreshing escape from the city's hustle and bustle. One such route is the boat trip from Little Venice to Camden Town. This journey, set along the Regent's Canal, offers a unique perspective on London, showcasing its picturesque landscapes, architectural gems, and vibrant neighborhoods. I will take you on a virtual tour of this boat trip, highlighting its key features and the unique experience it offers. The journey begins at Little Venice, a charming neighborhood known for its tranquil canals, elegant 19th century mansion houses, and a large water expanse known as Browning's Pool. Named after the renowned poet Robert Browning, Little Venice is a haven for bird watchers, with swans, mallard ducks, geese, coots, and moorhens among its featured residents. As you set sail from Little Venice, you'll be treated to views of beautiful Edwardian streets and the serene canal, offering a peaceful escape from the city's hustle and bustle. The boat trip from Little Venice to Camden Town takes approximately 45 minutes, during which you'll travel along the Regent's Canal. Opened in 1820, the canal was once an important industrial transport route, linking the Grand Union Canal at Little Venice and the River Thames at Limehouse. Today it serves as a leisure corridor navigated by leisure boats and lined with life aboard houseboats. As you glide along the canal, you pass through the grounds of London Zoo, where you can catch glimpses of the zoo's Africa section. A pack of wild hunting dogs known as painted wolves and their warthog neighbors can often be seen from the canal side enclosure. On the opposite side, you can see the newly reimagined structure of Monkey Valley, featuring black and white colobus monkeys. The journey also offers views of expansive landscaped gardens, stately mansion houses, and classic modern villas contrasted with industrial buildings, a power station, and historical architecture, including ornamental iron bridges such as the pillared Macclesfield Blow-Up Bridge. From modern-day urban graffiti, unique architecture, industrial heritage, to landscaped gardens and wildlife, the route gives you an insight into the unique mix that forms this part of London. The boat trip concludes at Camden Town, a vibrant neighborhood known for its eclectic markets, music venues, and street art. Camden Town is home to the world-famous Camden Market, where you can explore a vast array of shops, traders, and international cuisines. The market is set within cobbled and flagstone lanes and former warehouses and converted stables that once housed both goods and the horses that pulled the loaded cargo boats along the canal. The boat trip from Little Venice to Camden Town is not just about the destination, but also about the journey. During the trip, a trained guide provides a live commentary in English, sharing fascinating stories about the canal's history from 1800 to the present day. The boat itself is a classic 1906 canal boat, offering a unique and historic mode of transport. Each boat has large slide-to-open windows, ensuring everyone.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
One gets a view. The boat trip is a tranquil and scenic alternative to the city's busy streets, offering a unique way to explore London. It's an experience that's suitable for all ages, making it a great option for families, couples, and solo travelers. Whether you are local looking for a new way to explore your city or a tourist seeking a unique London experience, the boat trip from Little Venice to Camden Town is a journey worth taking. And if you want to find out more about this little boat trip, then check out the link in the show notes. Camden is not only known for its vibrant music scene and bustling markets, but also for its diverse food offerings. From street food pop-ups lining the canals to family-run restaurants and popular London eateries. Camden is a foodie's paradise. We will explore the top 10 restaurants in Camden, each offering a unique dining experience that you shouldn't miss. First up, we have the Cheese Bar. The Cheese Bar is a Camden restaurant with a straightforward concept. Serve all things cheese and serve them well. This philosophy, paired with exceptional ingredients and friendly staff, makes it one of the most popular Camden Town restaurants in the area. If you're looking for a great Brazilian restaurant in Camden, look no further than Made in Brazil. It's one of Camden's best places to eat, and it's conveniently centrally located right in the heart of Camden Town. It's got a fun, hip atmosphere and serves plenty of traditional and creative cocktails. The next one we have on our list is Ma Petite Jamaica. For fiery Caribbean cuisine, head to Ma Petite Jamaica, a top Caribbean restaurant in Camden known for its authentic food and exceptional service. Standout dishes include goat curry, oxtail stew, and spare ribs. Plus, their cocktails are out of this world. Then we have Sonita's Kitchen. There is no shortage of Indian restaurants in Camden, but Sonita's Kitchen is in a league of its own. Their dishes are perfectly balanced, sweet, savory, and spicy, and many of them come from tried and tested family recipes. Plus, you can find plenty of vegan and specialty items on the menu too. Sonita's Kitchen proves that healthy food never needs to be boring. Instead, it can be spectacular. The next one on our list is Yokoya. Yokoya is a great Japanese restaurant in Camden where you can enjoy ocean-fresh sushi right in the heart of London. Their sushi and sashimi are both exceptional, but you also won't be disappointed by their beef. The wagyu steak is fork tender and delectable. Finally, get one of Yokoya's signature drinks to round out your experience. If you're in the mood for a little bit more Mexican, then Tortilla Camden is the choice for you. Tortilla Camden is a top Mexican restaurant in Camden that serves delicious comfort food at reasonable prices. Their portions are relatively large, too, like burritos that are easily enough to feed two people and a massive plate of perfectly fried churros. The margaritas at Tortilla Camden stand out as well. With their perfect blend of salt, spice and lime, they are the ideal accompaniment for any of the dishes on the menu. Next we have What the Pita Camden. For the best Greek in Camden, visit the local favorite, What the Pita Camden. You can taste the freshness and mastery of the ingredients, especially the house-made falafel and tasty flatbread. One of the critical items that you absolutely must try at What the Pita at Camden is their doner meat. Get your doner at part of meal or have their chefs wrap it up in flatbread. It's delicious. Next, we have the Guanabana restaurant. The Guanabana restaurant is easily one of the best halal restaurants in Camden with plenty of options on the menu, like roast beef and jerk chicken. One thing that Guanabana restaurant does really well is not to skimp on the portion sizes. You can easily split a single entree and be satisfied. Next, we have Parisa Camden. If you want great pizza and desserts, Parisa Camden is one of the best Italian restaurants in Camden. Parisa Camden prides itself on making mouth-watering vegan pizza from a special sourdough recipe. With excellent service, a friendly staff, and tons of different options to choose from, Parisa Camden will be a hit for you and your whole family. And last but not least, we have Andy's Greek Taverna. It's a great Greek restaurant in Camden for people who want to relax in a good spot and sample some incredible and authentic Greek food. Their calamari is out of this world, and their moussaka is a decadent, beefy, creamy pie. Make sure that you save some room for dessert and coffee too. Camden's dining scene doesn't just stop at its brick-and-mortar restaurants. This part of London is also home to some of the most vibrant street food markets in the city. You can find places to eat all through Camden Market, especially at the section along the canal front. With such a wide selection, you also get variety. Options include everything from Indian lamb burgers to enormous Polish hot dogs. You can also pick up plenty of nice things to drink, then take all your food and sit by the water for an impromptu picnic. So if you are local looking for a new place to eat or a tourist seeking a unique dining experience, Camden Town offers a diverse range of culinary delights that cater to all tastes and preferences. So why not take a trip to Camden and discover all this vibrant and diverse neighborhood has to offer? Camden is a place where you can find a blend of cultures, cuisines and accommodations that cater to different preferences and budgets. Here are my top 10 hotels in Camden Town that offer a unique stay in this lively part of the city. First up, we have the Holiday Inn London Camden Lock. This hotel is part of the renowned IHG chain and offers a comfortable stay in a modern design. It's located right next to the famous Camden Lock, providing guests with a beautiful view of the canal. The hotel also offers a restaurant and bar, making it a convenient place to relax after a day of exploring Camden. And it's a Holiday Inn, so it won't break the bank. Next, we have the Smart Camden Inn Hostel. For those traveling on a budget, this hostel offers a great solution. It's located in the heart of Camden Town, making it a perfect base for exploring the local markets, music venues and restaurants. Despite being a budget option, it offers a clean and comfortable stay. Next, we have the York and Albany Hotel. This early 19th century John Nash townhouse has been transformed into a chic hotel restaurant. Created by British fashion designer Russell Sage, bedrooms are stuffed with antiques and ooze personality. The main draw is the buzzy Gordon Ramsay restaurant, packed full of local families and friends. Next, we have the Celina Camden. This hotel offers a unique stay with its vibrant and eclectic design. It's located close to the Camden Market, making it a great place to stay if you want to explore the local shops and food stalls. The hotel also offers a variety of amenities, including a restaurant bar and even a cinema room. Next, St. Giles London, a St. Giles London hotel. This hotel offers a comfortable stay in the heart of Camden. It's located close to many of the area's popular attractions, including the British Museum and Covent Garden. The hotel also offers a variety of amenities, including a gym and a restaurant. Then on my recommendation list is Radisson Blue Edwardian Grafton Hotel. This hotel offers a luxurious stay in Camden Town. It's located close to the British Museum and offers a variety of amenities, including a fitness center and a restaurant. The rooms are elegantly designed and offering a comfortable and luxurious stay. My next choice for you is Stay Camden. These modern apartments offer a home away from home experience in the heart of Camden. They are spacious and feature a fully equipped kitchen, making them perfect for longer stays. They are also located close to the Camden Market, making it easy to explore the local area. Next, we have Access Camden. This hotel offers a range of apartments that cater to different group sizes. It's located close to Camden Market and Regent's Canal, making it a great base for exploring the local area. The apartments are modern and offer comfortable stay. Next, we have the Nix Hotel London Holborn by Leonardo Hotels. This hotel offers a stylish and comfortable stay in Camden. It's located close to the British Museum and offers a variety of amenities, including a spa and a restaurant. The rooms are modern and offer a comfortable stay. And the last on my list is Crowne Plaza London King's Cross. This hotel offers a luxurious stay in Camden. It's located close to the King's Cross station, making it easy to explore the rest of London. The hotel offers a lot, including a fitness center and a restaurant. Each of these hotels offers a unique experience, allowing you to enjoy your stay in Camden Town, whether you are there for the music, the markets, or the vibrant culture. So pack your bags and get ready to explore the eclectic charm of Camden Town. And if you're interested in one of the hotels, don't worry. Have a look in the show notes. There are the links to every single hotel I recommended. And now it's time for your questions. David from Minnesota asks, can you use an Oyster card in Manchester? No, David, you cannot use an Oyster card in Manchester. The Oyster card is a form of electronic ticketing used on public transport services within the Greater London area. It is not valid in Manchester or at any other city outside of London. However, Manchester has its own version of a travel card called the My Get Me There card for use on the Metrolink trams. Similar to the Oyster card, it allows you to load travel passes and credit for pay as you go travel. Enjoy Manchester, David. Up next, we have Julius looking for a comfortable, quirky place to stay in London for 4 nights and 3 adults. If you're looking for a comfortable yet quirky place to stay in London, look no further than Chateau Denmark, Julius. This unique accommodation option is rooted in the birthplace of the British music scenes and boldly embraces the neighborhood's best love sentiment and creative expression. Located along and around London's 100-yard Denmark Street, Chateau Denmark is spread across 16 buildings, each offering a unique blend of architectural and cultural heritage. The hotel's 55 rooms and apartments are set along a street where the Sex Pistols once lived, the Rolling Stones record, and where Bowie and Hendrix hung out. If the walls here could speak, you'd be hooked. The hotel's Bar 13 brings a Baroque and Gothic charm to the Soho neighborhood. It's an all-day hangout open from 10 a.m. serving Japanese-inspired plates for lunch and dinner. 13 guarantees good times with a great beat, while their underground hound Dial 8 is expressively for those who know. Chateau Denmark is not just a place to stay, it's an experience. It's a place where you can immerse yourself in the rich history of the British music scene, enjoy the vibrant culture of Soho, and indulge in the unique offering of the hotel. The hotel also offers some sweet inclusions when you book direct. From overnight escapism to the scene of the after party, you'll enjoy special privileges inside and outside of their buildings. Chateau Denmark is more than just a hotel. It's a story about community, inclusivity, and creativity. It's a place where you can feel the pulse of London, vibrant music scene, experience the city's rich cultural heritage, and enjoy a comfortable, unique stay. So, if you're looking for a place to stay in London that offers more than just a bed to sleep in, Chateau Denmark is the place for you. It's a place where you can live and breathe the spirit of London, right in the heart of the city. So enjoy wherever you're staying, Julius. An unknown listener asks, I am trying to organize some sort of itinerary for an upcoming trip, but I'm not familiar with London at all. Can you give me some tips? Absolutely. I'd be delighted to help you plan your itinerary for your upcoming trip to London. Here are some tips to help you make the most of your visit. Start always with the classics. Begin your trip with the iconic landmarks that make London so famous. Visit the Tower of London. Take a ride on the London Eye for a panoramic view of the city. And don't forget to stop by Buckingham Palace, the official residence of the King. Explore museums. London is home to some of the world's best museums, many of which are free to enter. The British Museum, the Natural History Museum, and the Victoria and Albert Museum are all worth a visit. And of course, take a walk. London is a great city for walking. Stroll along the south bank of the River Thames, explore the shops and markets in Covent Garden, or take a leisurely walk in one of the London's beautiful parks like Hyde Park or Regent's Park. Discover the neighborhoods. Each of London's neighborhoods has its own unique character. Spend a day in Camden Town for its markets and music scene. Visit Notting Hill for its colorful houses and antique shops. And don't miss the trendy boutiques and eateries in Shoreditch. Enjoy the food. London's food scene is incredibly diverse. Try a traditional British food like fish and chips or a Sunday roast, but also take advantage of the wide range of international cuisine available. and of course, see a show. London's West End is famous for its world-class theater. Whether you are a fan of musicals, dramas, or comedies, there's sure to be a show that you love. Plan for your travel. London is a big city, so it's important to plan how you get around. The tube is the quickest way to travel long distances, and an Oyster card makes it easy to pay for your journeys. Buses are a cheaper option and can be a great way to see the city as well. Remember, these are just suggestions. London is a city with something for everyone, so don't be afraid to explore and find your own favorite spots. And if you're looking for a comprehensive guide to help you navigate the city, don't forget to check out my book, London Ask and Answered, your comprehensive travel guide to the Big Smoke. It's packed with tips, insight, and answers to the most commonly asked questions about London. It's your personal tour guide to the city, available wherever books are sold. Happy travels! Lydia from Paris asks, is the ABBA Voyage concert worth it? If you're an ABBA fan or simply enjoying a unique musical experience, the ABBA Voyage concert is definitely worth it. This isn't just your ordinary concert. It's a dazzling retro futurist extravaganza that takes you back in time while propelling you into the future. The concert features 3D renderings of the band members, created by the renowned industrial light and magic ILM, known for their work on Star Wars and Marvel films. The attention to detail is astounding, from the swish of Annie Fried's hair to the believability of her 1979 dance moves. The result is a surreal voyage that delivers all the hits and outfits ABBA fans expect, but still manages to surprise. The concert is set in a purpose-built, collapsible 3,000-capacity venue designed to be shipped elsewhere with a relative smaller carbon footprint. The surround sound is terrific, with 221 speakers providing an immersive audio experience. The 10-piece band brings the 70s and 80s era vocals to life, and the descending ropes of light create a mesmerizing visual show. The ABBA Voyage concert is a testament to ABBA's desire to be understood contemporary audiovisual movers and shakers. It's a theater performance rather than a gig. It's a deliriously expensive undertaking, but the result is a show that recaptures much of the essence of one of the biggest bands in the world in their prime. So if you're looking for a concert experience that's out of the ordinary, the ABBA Voyage concert is definitely worth considering. Enjoy the ABBA Voyage concert. Well, folks, we've reached the end of another exciting journey through the streets of London. We've rocked out with the punks in Camden, dined at the finest restaurants, and even taken a virtual boat ride along the serene Regent's Canal. It's been quite the adventure, hasn't it? But remember, my friends, the journey doesn't end here. London is a city of endless stories, and we've barely scratched the surface. There are still so many corners to explore, so many secrets to uncover, and so many questions to answer. And that's where you come in. I want to hear from you. What are you curious about? What London mysteries do you want to unravel? Whether it's the history of the Tower of London or the hidden gems of the East End, I want to know. You can submit your questions in several ways. You can reach out to me on social media at LondonAsk. You can also send me a text or voice WhatsApp message at 0044-7700-182299. If you prefer email, you can reach me at hello@londonask.com. And of course, you can always visit my website londonask.com/ask to submit your questions. And while I'm on the topic of questions and answers, I have some exciting news to share. My book, London Ask and Answered, your comprehensive travel guide to the Big Smoke, is out now. It's packed with fascinating insights, handy tips, and answers to some of the most asked questions about London. It's your personal guide to the city, a companion to help you navigate the Big Smoke. So go ahead and grab a copy wherever books are sold. It's the next best thing to having a personal tour guide. Thank you for joining me on this journey through Camden Town. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I have. Remember, London is a city waiting to be discovered, and I'm here to help you do just that. So, until next time, keep exploring, keep asking, and keep discovering the magic of London. See you soon. Cheerio!
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.